It's time for Stump the Stallion. Got a question about sports? The Stallion has the answer. Dear Stallion, which sports magazine should I buy? There seems to be so many of them. Sports Illustrated, Sports, Sporting News, Sports Afield, Inside Sports, Outside Sports, Sporting Life, Ultra Sports, 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 Sports. My wife says I can only have one sports magazine in our house. Which one should I subscribe to? Bob Guccione Jr., New York, New York.
Today, everybody thinks they can write about sports. Everybody, even the New Yorker, every year now has a huge article about baseball, golf, or some other sissy sport. Esoteric homilies about the essence of sportsmanship. Page after page in little gray type with woodcuts from Vermont. For crying out loud, who wants to read about sports in the New Yorker? There's two important things in a good sports magazine. Pictures and statistics. The pictures should be big. Action-packed. Straining faces, dirt, blood, professional athletes twisted at angles that would snap the normal human in half. The statistics should be in large print, so they're easy to read. I want to know at a glance how many minutes Artis Gilmore is playing, or how many times Dallas has lost in Philadelphia. A sports magazine can never have too many statistics. That's why I'm offering you, Bob, the chance to subscribe to my new magazine, Inside the Stallion. All it has is pictures and statistics. No sentences. The kind of sports magazine every fan needs on his coffee table. And you can get your subscription by sending cash or money order to me, the Stallion, right now.
But Stallion, you don't have a magazine.
Of course not, but if enough people send in money, we'll make one.
But isn't that illegal?
No, that's capitalism.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, but the next time you have a question about sports, why don't you try
to stump the Stallion? Thank you.